My name's Tim. I play guitar and sing in Our Lady.
My name is Molly Squires, and I play cello in Our Lady.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and I play drums in Our Lady.
My name is Nicholas DeMarco. I play guitar in Our Lady.
All right, my name's BJ Pierce, and I play bass in Our Lady.
So, you got a new album, is that right?
I think so.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. What's it called?
It's called Lure.
Lure, spelled L-U-R-E, like you're fishing.
Yep, you got it, man.
All right, awesome. So tell me, for people who might not be familiar with Our Lady or who might be familiar, what can people listening to this record expect that might be a little different, either from what they're used to from you or what they're used to from the world in general?
I definitely think it's more of a complete thing than we've ever done. Like, most of the things we put out are splits or an EP or something like that. It's our first completely fleshed out idea. I guess difference wise, we could say that there's not a lot of heavy aspects to it. Like in previous stuff, there was like some screaming and stuff like that. And that's not really there anymore.
I think the key thing that people are going to want to look out for on this record is lyrical content. Mm-hmm. I think that ties everything in together. I think if you're just listening to it, trying to get a feel good record, you're not going to get that out of it.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Well, so what are some of the themes that you're exploring on the new record?
I think that it's left up to the individual listening, but there are certain characters that embody certain emotions. Okay. I guess that's all I can say.
Cool. Well, so tell us the name of the first song. You guys came into studio, played some songs for us. Tell us about the first one.
The first song we played was Body. It's kind of like an introduction to the record. It sets down a lot of the themes that carry out through the rest of it. Sleep Study, once again, just kind of setting down a lot of themes and reiterating some emotions that carry on throughout the rest of the record.
Listening to Illinois Edition. We're joined now by Our Lady, a band out of Springfield, Illinois. They came to share some music off their new record. Tell us a little bit about how you guys got together as a group.
What time is it right now? How much time we got?
Well, you know, maybe the greatest hits of your time together.
I'll start it.
It's real wild.
It's actually a pretty really weird story. I'll start it because it kind of started with me, and then you guys can take it away. So it started out in a really weird position. I like left a bunch of bands and was like, you know, kind of like adjacent with life and just was like living and, you know, floating on in the world and not really doing anything. And I started writing some acoustic songs. And then I was joined in by Molly and a few other of my friends at the time. And we just began writing some acoustic stuff and playing, I guess, a few shows here and there. And then
wasn't really serious at the time. And it was a completely different sound, right?
Yeah, it wasn't serious at all. It was just like something to like do to pass the time and do with your friends and to kind of stuff like that. Like, we didn't really have any like big plans, which I don't really feel like we had any big plans until like pretty later on in the band, you know. It just became more serious. Eventually we started transitioning away from acoustic instruments. The lineup changed like 3 or 4 times, but it's not even worth mentioning it because it was not serious.
Yeah.
The best lineup we had before this, like the first really solid lineup we had, was Nick playing second guitar or Jordan playing second guitar.
It was Jordan and me. It was when Jess Knight of Looming fame was in the band originally, and it was Tim, Jess, Molly, me, and then a guy named Gary for a good long
time.
He plays now with the Timmies, I think.
Yes, he's the drummer of the Timmies now.
Gary Swaggerty.
Yes.
And it was more, I mean, that's the band was, I had seen Our Lady before that as an acoustic act, and it had transitioned to being an electric band, and it was really like popping off around the local scene then, and they asked me if I could come in, and I did, and it was real fun. And it was real fun for a while.
That was about, what, 2012?
Yeah, and then
I joined Our Lady October of 2012.
Kyle came in, and I was like, I can't handle this dude, so I quit.
But now you're back.
So. I'm just kidding, of course. No, I was, like, going through, like, life at the time and was, like, just, like, kind of, like, dealing with some stuff, and I couldn't handle touring at the moment, so I kind of, like, stepped down again.
This is also when we really started to be serious. Like, right before Kyle came into the band was when we were really starting to, like, tour and really focus, like, our goals in life towards the band.
And so, BJ, how did you come along?
Well, I was in the scene coming here and there to shows when I was in high school. So, like, I graduated in 2011, and I came and see Our Lady, like, in the early days. And I went off and was in the Air Force for a few years, went overseas, and I was just following Our Lady online. Then whenever I came back, I saw them at shows. I was like, wow, this band is so good. It's so different from like what I saw them years ago. And I just became a fan instantly. Then eventually I moved to Springfield to try to become a little bit more involved in the scene here and just kind of just happened. I was around and they needed a bass player. And
we had a bass player that lived in Champaign.
That's right.
And it just wasn't working, commuting, trying to get them to afford it all. And it just made more sense to go with somebody that lived in Springfield. And you just kind of, luck of the draw, fell into place. Yeah. It just all made sense at the time.
BJ is our youngest member.
You like gave me a list of potential bassists, and I was just like,
BJ was at the top. Yeah, he was like, the first one I asked.
I was just like, yeah, BJ.
I was the one that was like, I don't know about BJ. Though. I don't know if we can handle the band.
Y'all should have listened. But no, Tim called me, and it was a very surreal experience because I was just a huge fan of Our Lady, and it was like kind of almost like a dream come true, become like being in my most favorite local band that is actually doing it and like going out there on the road, because I was in a previous band that really didn't get that opportunity. But being a part of that and being on the road is like kind of just everything came to fruition. Now,
in summation of all of that, it's all just kind of been like a pretty fiery hell ride.
Yeah.
Like
our lady's pretty messy. We're pretty messy.
It's
like I've been a member twice. All
right. So we're gonna hear another song from you guys. The next song is gonna be The Fox. Could you give us a little bit of a lead into that, some backstory or something to set people up for The Fox?
The Fox is a character that consistently reoccurs on the record, and this is kind of like its song. It's the song where it's hit on the nose the most and talks about that character and what it means throughout the record. And it will continue to show up past the record on the song, but it's this is like its song explaining it, you know?
Okay. All right, well, here's Our Lady playing The Fox.
Thank you. my head. Put your legs between mine. Take from my hands, then turn your teeth. Show your weakness by hurting me. My another stepping stone to you. Poor fox following my step. Following my step. And I can't see it anymore. I set the blade fall on my sword.
That was The Fox by Our Lady, who's in studio with us now. Molly, you played cello, which is something unique as far as Southtown, and that scene, probably one of the only cellists, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one.
That underdog.
Well, yeah. So what about that instrument drew you in, and what's it like, you know, having that influence on the music?
Honestly, I really, as a kid, wanted to play cello. It wasn't offered in my middle school or high school or whatever. So honestly, when I was old enough to get my own credit card, I bought a cello and got it shipped to my house. And me and Tim had been friends for a while. And he was like, I'm starting this acoustic thing. And he had actually just, you know, rekindled his relationship with an acoustic guitar. And honestly, we kind of learned how to play our instruments together. Like in the beginning, it was, like we said earlier, it was just acoustic and it was very simple. But I don't know, we kind of just fell in love with our instruments together, I feel like, in the beginning.
Well, now you're rocking out on the cello, so what's that
Yeah.
like?
Upgrade to electric, much better.
Cool. Now everyone can hear you.
Yeah, everyone can hear me, that's nice.
That was always such a problem, I feel like. It was like, yeah, you guys have cello, but I didn't hear it, you know what I mean?
What I think that actually came from is no one actually knows what a cello sounds like.
Maybe so. And it also blends in really well.
Seamlessly.
Yeah. Yeah, it blends in really well with all the tones and everything, but I think this record especially is the record that, I mean, showcases each instrument, especially the cello, the most. I mean, you're the one that has some of the leads, some of the main parts in some of these songs, and they just really pop. I mean, Brandon did a really good job at bringing the cello out on this one.
So how has the Black Sheep and you in Southtown in general influenced you guys as a band and as individuals?
Well, I've been going to Black Sheep's since it started, almost. I've been around the entire time.
Yeah, Black Sheep has kept me entertained on the weekends for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
My first show at Black Sheep was an Our Lady show, because I moved to Springfield in 2012, and I kind of just, like, heard about the scene, came to the show, and it's really surreal now being in Our Lady when that was, like, the first band I actually saw in Black Sheep.
I think that it's influenced us all in a way where it's given us a really weird sense of community that we kind of carry on into the band. It has its ups and downs. I mean, we've all seen the scene go through phases, and it continues to do that, and it will continue to do that because that's music. I think it influences us in a way that we just have a really good sense of community in our band, and we try to communicate well, and it doesn't always work, but we try.
There have been some changes in Southtown recently. It seems like it's always, you know, it's always shifting, but it seems like there've been some big changes in the last several months or so. What do you think might be around the corner for
an elephant?
There's going to be an elephant.
Yeah, I've heard about the elephant.
Right.
I mean, there's also like lots of things that could be around the corner, but Black Sheep is also in itself unstable. Like it does well when it does well, but it also has extremely low points because show attendance goes up and down, which is like a really important thing to acknowledge because I think that a lot of kids, especially the younger kids here, you know, us all being like 20-something adults, we kind of see it for what it is now, that it's like it's a hard thing to keep doing, you know, and one day it's not going to be there because it's really hard to sustain something like that. And
actually, one of our members is a co-owner of the Black Sheep, BJ.
Yeah.
You help run stuff over there. So
I'm the janitor.
Groundskeeper.
Yeah, I mean, I help run the sound and I do all the lights, a lot of the maintenance and kind of like big construction work with tools and stuff around there. But it's really driven by people that want to do it. Like if they have a special skill or trait, they bring it to the table and we try to do our best to like incorporate that into our scene. Because literally anybody could help out. I mean, if it's just somebody running door to show.
Up, yeah.
I mean, I go to the Black Sheep 5 out of the 7 nights of a week. I mean, I'm running shows. Every show I do sound, somebody's doing door. So, I mean, it's really driven by people that have the drive to help other people out and really to give them a place that they can go to, feel safe, and have a great time, then go out and tell their friends about.
It really helps having a record store right next door, too. It's a Dumb Records, 1107 South Grand Avenue East. Come check it out.
So take us out on one more song, guys. I think the last song you played was called Weak Hand.
Yeah, it's just it's kind of an extension of the Fox. It's one another character explanation.
Like, I look at it as like a cool down from the Fox, you know what I mean? In its own intense way. The rhythm in that song is very strange, but it all kind of like bleeds together with the same themes. I mean, like I said before, lyrical content is what you're going to want to look for on this album.
It just kind of takes you away from the Fox. Like, it's just those two songs are next to each other for a reason, because they explain specific characters and specific emotions that are carried throughout the whole record.
My arms out to touch.